WD-40YH.
D4DYH, WD4DYH. Here's Alpha Delta 7 Lima Tango, 87LT. How about it, Johnny?
Again, WD4DYH on a phone call right now.
Roger, bye.
H, K4OSH.
DYH, go ahead.
I saw where you tried to call, but I'm in the car, and sometimes the telephone in the car does not cooperate. I answer it, but there's nothing there.
Copy that. I was just checking to see, was you planning on coming back up?
Negative. I have meetings this afternoon.
Okie doke. That's all I wanted, just to make sure that you were okay and that we've already packed up, and I didn't want you to have to come up and find everything gone.
How did it go overnight?
There till about 11 o'clock, and it went good. And once we got done with that, we went and sat by the fire and visited till, 1 o'clock or so?
1:30.
And went to bed, got up this morning, Jason and I took it down, and we're almost to the house now, getting ready to put stuff back in the building.
Very good. It was enjoyable. Should have been more folks there, but that's just the way it is. Maybe we'll do it again one of these days. Take care and have a good week. We will be in touch before long. K4OSH is clear.
Okie doke, we'll do. And yeah, I think we put out what we did and the fun we had. Maybe we can attract some more peoples to come enjoy it with us. You have a good day. Look forward to talking to you soon, WD-40YH. One earlier, WD-40YH. Go ahead.
Yeah, Johnny, just copying the mail there. Yeah, I just showed up over here thinking I could help you guys break up this afternoon, but you done got up and got the early bird start on me, but that's okay. We had a good time.
We didn't start till like 10:30, 11 o'clock. It took the both of us together, it took us about 45 minutes to break it down. Well, maybe an hour. It didn't take long. It come down real quick.
Sounds good. Well, just hold on to that antenna. You might use it again if you think it's usable. I don't know how it went the rest of the evening in terms of contacts. I showed back up over here with that MFJ-269 antenna analyzer, but day late and a dollar short.
Do it again. So, yeah, we'll hold on to the antenna. It's on spools now. Got one spool for each end. So it'll be easy to deal with next time we put it up. Be happy to help you put it up somewhere, or we'll put it back up next time we have an activity and play with it some more.
Roger. Well, they have I think it's a 15-20 meter version. It's a lot, I'd have to get my paperwork back out, but it's a lot shorter, of course, easier to handle. I just always kind of enjoyed rag chewing on 75 and with some buddies scattered around the country, and for that reason opted that way. But anyway, yeah, I was basically pleased with what I saw. I think it probably would have been an even better performer if we had gone ahead, as one of the guys suggested, and put it up as an inverted V on that 50-foot pole. I think it would have shined. But anyway, were you able to make any other contacts with it last night?
It performed well, and we all agree with you, getting it up in the air is going to make it an even better situation. So we're looking forward to trying it out that way. Maybe go somewhere where there's some trees and get it about 60 feet in the air and make it a flat top, see what would happen with that. Going to take a lot of distance to do it, so we'll have to find an open space with trees at either end.
Yes, again, you could set it up in sort of a Z pattern, temporarily sink some 4x4 posts with an eye hook in them and suspend it from that at the elbows, and I suspect you'd never know the difference, certainly electrically. But that was what I was thinking about doing at the house if I ever got a chance to do it. But, yeah, I'm going to pull all that stuff together again. It's all on, scattered around on my computer. I'll see if I can get it all in a file and make some notes for myself. I might even, I've still got the jig and stuff I used to manufacture that thing. The first time was tedious, but, you know, if anybody was interested in it, those things, you could eventually get them where you could turn them out pretty fast. The website for the guy that I got all that from had a lot of suggestions on how they manufactured them commercially, but it was still a by hand process, and I think it wore them out trying to keep up with the demand. They retired. All right, well, thanks again for the fellowship. Everything looks secure over here at your trailer. I'm just sitting in the truck here, and I'll head back to the poorhouse. WD4DYH, enjoy the rest of your day. 87LT.
What's the name of that antenna?
I think that they called it a current coupled antenna. I'll pull that original article when I get back to the house off the computer and email it to you. It's really, really interesting, and I was able to go back to 73 magazine and find some even older articles about it. But this particular version of it was modeled by an antenna engineer who's retired, and he came up with this particular form and used it with took it with his camper, and he does a lot of camping out west, and put it up in his campsite and worked the world. So anyway, I'll get what I got to you. I think it was current coupled, though. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for the information. I look forward to seeing the email, and we'll spread that around amongst the club membership. Enjoyed having you come out. Look forward to seeing you again soon, and we will do some more activities of similar type. So we'll look forward to those as well. You have a good day, and I will talk to you soon. WD4DYH.
Right. Yeah, I missed a couple of comments. First, I think the facility was fantastic. And of course, the weather was superlative. It couldn't have been any better. And that was half of it right there. And the other 150% was the fellowship. So, best wishes to you guys. Keep me posted. I enjoy the, emails and stuff I get from you guys. And, I'm over in this area, but we'll, look forward to talking with you later. This is 87LT.
KK clear.
Take care. 73 KA5 WLL.